This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
Being able to combine the art, science, and the archives is something that I've been wanting to do for a long time. It's kind of the three paths of my life interests. I'm Oriana Poindexter. I'm a photographer and a marine scientist, and I live and work here in San Diego, California. This exhibit is called Ebb and Flow, Giant Kelp Forests Through Art, Science, and the Archives. I'm the curator of the show, and there are five artists in the show, as well as a collection of archival seaweed pressings on loan from the San Diego Natural History Museum, as well as the UC San Diego Special Collections and Archives. I selected this group of artists because each artist has their own kind of method of interacting with the kelp forest ecosystem and their own method of translating that interaction into artwork.
I'm a professor in marine biology at Scripps Institution of Oceanography. We do a lot of research on seaweeds, including kelp. We archive them by drawing them on paper. And through that process, I just saw so many opportunities for incorporating them in artistic displays. These four specimens are some of my favorites, including the giant kelp or Macrocystis pyrifera, which is one of the most important species that we have in the ocean here in California. It creates forests underwater. It can grow up to 100 feet tall, so it's kind of the redwood tree of the marine environment. These pressings can help us kind of study how that species has changed over the decades. Do we see changes in its morphology and different characteristics of its growth form? For science, we typically display one species on a piece of paper. With art, it's more organic in the sense that I usually try to place different species together that complement one another to create a composition that might include different textures, different colors. Mary Snyder's samples are on exhibit here, as well as Ellen Browning Scripps, who is the founder of Scripps Institution of Oceanography and kind of one of my idols, who back in the late 1800s would wander the beaches of La Jolla and throughout San Diego to collect seaweeds off of the beaches, displaying them in incredibly beautiful compositions.
In the exhibit, we have 25 seaweed pressings that date from 1890 to 2023, all collected from the same general vicinity, from Wind and Sea to Torrey Pines. The ability to have this span of time here represented by the seaweed pressings, to me, was a representation of the persistence of this environment. And it also is a record that can show us what is changing.
A few years ago, I had heard a staggering statistic that 90% of the bull kelp of Northern California had completely disappeared. And then the more that I learned about kelp, the more I fell in love with it. You know, it's just a superpower of our ocean. All, like, its benefits for the ecosystems, for our planet, for our bodies. I am originally from Kansas, and I was terrified of the ocean, and I was also very terrified of cold water. And then I signed up for a dive course. Everything changed when I got in the water. I felt myself being rocked by the ocean, and I just surrendered. And that was sort of a transformative point for me. There was like a golden glow that became really evident after being in the water and experiencing the kelp firsthand. It's so healing, and that's what my work is really about.
About 10 years ago, I started a real practice of walking the beach in Cardiff, the reef there, at sunrise. And I would always see the kelp that had just come through on the tide, and I'd see sculpture. So when I start with the piece, it's completely smooth. So I choose strategic areas where I want the texture to contrast with the smooth parts. So looking at a 3D work can feel very different for viewers. You can look at it from different directions, and it gives me the opportunity to make things where things are kind of hidden in there and people have to look a little harder. When Oriana invited me, I just started making work that I had been making, but adding the kelp and really focusing on the holdfast a lot more.
So the main theme of the show is kelp, but not just kelp, but all the creatures that live within it as well, that call it home. I've just had a deep-rooted fascination and obsession with just fish in general. The piece behind me portrays a juvenile giant sea bass, and that's a species that's highly protected. It was caught accidentally as bycatch. Traditionally, geotech is done with creatures of the sea. So when printing something, texture is everything. Large scales, small scales, tonal differences, patterns, spots. All these are important to convey what the creature is.
Dwight Huang and I have worked together on a couple projects previously. His Yotaku process, I've always thought of it as sort of like the inverse of what I do. Instead of using light, he's using ink. So cyanotype is an early photographic process invented in the 1840s. It's an emulsion of two iron salts that when you combine them become sensitive to sunlight or UV light. This was a piece of giant kelp that I collected snorkeling and free diving off of Point La Jolla. Every day in the ocean is different. Some days I go out and I find like way too much stuff. And other times I'll be in the middle of the kelp forest, like spinning around, feeling like a crazy person because I'm surrounded by kelp, but I can't find like the piece that I want. This exhibit was really a culmination of the work of many different people, all focused on this really unique ecosystem that we have right offshore. It's really cool to be able to have this exhibit specifically at the UC San Diego Library. So many people coming through here, students every single day, that would not seek out this material if it wasn't presented to them here.
I really feel grateful to be a part of this show and to get to be a part of this larger story of the kelp forests that are located here and how it's documented through all of our different personal stories.
What I hope that this exhibit can do is inspire people to go wherever they experience nature and develop their own relationship with it.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.